It took some negotiating, but apparently the Red Sox finally have their new manager. Widespread reports this morning say John Farrell will leave his job managing the Toronto Blue Jays and return to Boston. He was the Red Sox pitching coach for the seasons from 2007 to 2010. Joining us to talk about this breaking news is Glenn Stout. He's the author of Fenway 1912 and series editor for Best American Sports Writing. Thank you for joining us, Glenn.
Thank you.
So there were reports that Farrell was the first choice for manager last year before the Red Sox settled on Bobby Valentine. Why are the Sox so hot on Farrell?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is that they know him, and I think that's very, very important. I think one of the problems with bringing in a Bobby Valentine last year was that the players didn't know him. They really didn't trust him because they'd heard some of the things he'd said on ESPN, and that was too big of a change. They know Farrell, particularly the senior statesmen of the team, guys like Dustin Pedroia. They know him from when he was pitching coach here. He has a lot of respect, and I think there's an immediate comfort level with some of those guys, whereas when Valentine came in, nobody knew him, and there was immediate distrust. This is completely different. That's one reason why they're after him. They're also after him because they're comfortable with him from the front office perspective. They know him. They know that he has already bought in to the system that baseball operations wants to put into place. They're not going to have to, you know, retrain somebody to their way of thinking. John Farrell is a company man.
Also, how important do you think it is that on the Sox he'll have some of his guys from his pitching coach tenure? I mean, Clay Buchholz and John Lester pitched no hitters and had the best seasons of their careers on his watch.
Well, I think they're certainly hopeful that with Farrell back on board, that those guys might turn their careers around. Even though Farrell won't be the pitching coach per se, his philosophy will still be in place. And also, I think, unlike Bobby Valentine, John Farrell will be able to bring in his own coaches, or at least will have coaches that he's already comfortable with. They didn't give Bobby Valentine that authority, and I think in a situation like that, sometimes there's sort of mixed messages sent. With John Farrell on board, there won't be any mixed messages. Everything will be in alignment from top to bottom. You know, he's, Bobby Valentine was much more volatile, had much more personality. In John Farrell, you're getting a CEO. And I think the hope is that he will run the Red Sox roster with the efficiency of a CEO. You know, every decision will be considered and deliberate, and I think that's what they're looking for.
Which is interesting because our most successful Red Sox stretch was with Terry Francona, who was certainly not a CEO-type manager.
Right, he wasn't, but I think there's a measure of counter-programming that goes on every time you make a managerial change. And even though Terry didn't come off to the media like a CEO, I think internally they had that same level of decision making where the top and the bottom were all in alignment, where he bought into what baseball operations wanted him to do, and baseball operations realized Terry's strengths and played to that. I think they're just trying to recreate that spirit of cooperation, even though Farrell, in terms of personality, is very, very different.
Is there anything surprising at all for you in either the decision to get Farrell to Boston or in the timing of it?
The timing's a little funny. I mean, in general, they ask teams to kind of wait until the playoffs and the World Series are over before they make these dramatic kind of moves. The Red Sox, in fact, I don't know if they're going to make a public announcement. Maybe they're going to wait to make the public announcement until, you know, after the series or something. So that's a little surprising. But I think the Red Sox wanted to get it over and done with and turn the page and have people stop thinking about last year. Because let's face it, very, very soon, they have to start selling tickets for next year. And this is part and parcel of that process, getting people to look ahead, washing their hands of a past that's not very pleasant, and, you know, trying to fill those seats again.
What is this unpleasantness of which you speak?
I think we all know what we're talking about here. When you only win 69 ball games, there's a lot of unpleasantness to go around.
Well, let's hope it turns around. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Glenn Stout is the author of Fenway 1912 and series editor for Best American Sports Writing. This is 90.9 WBUR.